Venezuela continues to reel under the weight of the country's economic crisis, which has made life difficult for ordinary citizens. Many Venezuelans blame the U.S. and sanctions it has imposed on the country for worsening the economic situation, hyperinflation, and widespread shortages of food and medicine in Venezuela.
Since the U.S. government launched the dollar ban, I can no longer find imported medicines for my children in any drug stores.
Imported auto parts are also scarce due to the U.S. economic sanctions. Consequently, bus service has dropped nationwide.
On Wednesday, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said that the U.S. was withholding $5 billion from Venezuela. Maduro said the funds had been allocated to purchasing supplies needed for manufacturing medicines. Caracas has accused Washington of waging an economic war. In fact, on Thursday, the U.S. threatened Venezuela with the toughest sanctions ever after Venezuelan security forces arrested a key aide to opposition figure Juan Guaido. Authorities said Guaido's chief of staff, Roberto Marrero, led a terror seeking to attack the government's leadership. Guaido and his supporters say U.S. sanctions have not led to the country's economic crisis. They put the blame on President Maduro and his policies.
The country's economic chaos is caused by Maduro's government. The U.S. is just helping Venezuelans to remove the infamous dictatorship.
U.S. officials have recently hinted at a military intervention, with hawkish National Security Advisor John Bolton going as far as warning Venezuelan officers to join Guaido and take his amnesty before they lose the chance.
While the U.S. government claims the economic sanctions are only aimed at weakening the Maduro government, each day more and more Venezuelans feel the weight of the consequences of Washington's hostile policies. Jesus Silva, Press TV, Caracas.